This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois reactions to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity, predictably, fell along party lines. The nation's high court ruled a president is immune from criminal prosecution if he's taking official executive actions. It will be up to lower courts to decide what is considered official. Governor J.B. Pritzker reacted by calling former President Donald Trump a, quote, despotic narcissist, who was not acting in his official capacity as he attempted to overturn the results of an election. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said no one should be above the law, and this ruling could allow future presidents to break the law under the guise of official action. Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller, leading the Illinois delegation at this month's national convention, celebrated, saying the, quote, corrupt Biden DOJ case is falling apart. An employee of the Cook County Property Tax Appeal Board accuses his boss of firing him for being a whistleblower. Frank Calabrese says Board of Review Commissioner Samantha Steele fired him in May after he talked about Steele with the county's inspector general.
I complied with the inspector general, and for complying with the inspector general, you know, I got fired by my boss. It's a really terrible situation.
Last week, Calabrese filed a federal lawsuit against the board, Steele, and her chief of staff, Dan Balanoff. Steele told WBEZ yesterday she and her staff would not comment on the case until it's resolved, and the inspector general also declined to comment. State and federal officials signed on to a billion-dollar plan yesterday to prevent invasive carp from swimming up the rivers that lead into Lake Michigan. The Brandon Road Interbasin Project is a high-tech barrier being built into the Des Plaines River near Joliet. It's an important pinch point that officials want to make sure the invasive carp cannot cross. Molly Flanagan is with Alliance for the Great Lakes.
This is a big day for the Great Lakes. Governors Pritzker, Whitmer, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers signed an agreement that's going to allow the Brandon Road Project construction to begin.
The agreement unlocks close to $400 million in federal and state funding to begin construction. Costs are expected to run over $1 billion. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius yesterday celebrated a new law that allows undocumented immigrants to get standard driver's licenses. Before Monday, undocumented immigrants were only able to get temporary visitor driver's licenses, or TVDLs. But TVDLs are not valid IDs, and they singled out applicants who don't have legal immigration status. Janulius says that's no longer going to be the case.
After obtaining a standard driver's license, individuals can use it as a form of identification while performing essential tasks like filling prescriptions, opening a bank account, and applying for an apartment, things that couldn't be done with a TVDL.
He says granting regular driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants prevents discrimination while making the roads safer. A couple more things you should know today. Howard Brown Health announced yesterday that it's laying off more than 40 employees at the end of August. The LGBTQ-focused clinics are facing severe budget shortfalls, according to a letter sent to employees. The layoffs include nearly 30 union workers, as well as management and administrative employees, about 7% of the organization's staff. The NHL announced that former Blackhawks executives Stan Bowman, Al McIsaac, and head coach Joel Quenneville have been reinstated for employment. They were each barred from the league in 2021, in the wake of former player Kyle Beach alleging he was assaulted by a team video coach in 2010. An outside investigation deemed the three officials had the allegations brought to their attention in 2010, but chose not to act. The report said Quenneville feared the allegations would pose as a, quote, distraction to the players who were preparing for the Stanley Cup final. The three officials will now be allowed to join an NHL team starting July 10th. Today's weather, some early rain is expected and a cloudy afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow should be similar temperatures, but sunnier. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.